This is one of my prayer books. It's the volume of the Liturgy of the Hours for this season of the year. And priests and bishops are required to recite the psalms, the scripture readings, and prayers from the Liturgy of the Hours 5 times each day. The promise to pray the Liturgy of the Hours is made at ordination and is a solemn obligation. We who preach promise to pray. But prayer is more than the movement of the eyes and the lips and the sound of the voice. Prayer involves time. Prayer involves attention. Prayer involves love and hope and faith. And today the church invites us to consider our attitude for prayer. Now, I will admit it freely and without reservation. Sometimes I pray more out of obedience than out of devotion. Sometimes I pray because I'm supposed to pray. And honestly, that can be a good practice, because praying regularly, even when and especially when we don't feel like praying, helps us to develop a discipline of prayer. It can help us with our attitude for prayer. And the church invites us today to consider our attitude for prayer. Now, Sirach tells us that the prayer of the lowly person pierces the clouds. We are promised that the prayer offered in humility and obedience is heard in the presence of God. The petition of the lowly one is received in the court of God Most High. Prayer helps us to be humble, because when we pray to God, we admit that we are not God. We admit that God is God and Christ is Lord, and our humble prayers are heard in the presence of God. Now, Jesus tells a parable about prayer to a group of people who are not humble. They are convinced of their own righteousness. In the parable, two men enter the temple to pray. One of the men was a devout follower of the law. The actions of his life were good, but it seems that his heart was very far from God. Because notice that he addresses his prayer not to God, but to himself. He thanked God that he was not like other people. He proclaimed that he was not greedy or dishonest or adulterous. He spoke of his discipline of fasting and of the offerings he made. Now, usually people come to God to confess their sins, and they need to be reminded of their goodness. This particular Pharisee forgot his sins and confessed his own goodness to God. He was a man filled with pride. He was filled with spiritual pride, and that is the most dangerous and deadly kind. The Pharisee actually thanked God that he was better than other people. Now, the second man who entered the temple was a tax collector. Now, it's likely he did not follow the law of God very closely in his life. Tax collectors at that time were known for extorting more money from the people than the people actually owed. And the actions of the tax collector were not righteous. He prayed, however, with humility and contrition. His only words were, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The tax collector addressed his prayer to God with sincerity and humility, and he was heard. Jesus tells us that the prayer of the tax collector was granted. We need humility in our prayer before the God who invites us. We come before the Lord with reverence and awe, and we are humbled by the love poured out for us. We enter this building carefully and prayerfully, because this is no ordinary place. This is holy ground set apart by the consecration of Almighty God. Here we enter into the holy presence of the holy God, and we ask for mercy. Several times, in fact, during the celebration of the sacred liturgy, we ask the Lord to be merciful to us. We ask for mercy for the times when we have not been faithful. We ask for mercy for the times when we have not been generous. We ask for mercy for the times when we have lived like the tax collector and prayed like the Pharisee. And now, in the holy presence of God, and face to face with the crucified Savior, who offers himself to us and for us on the altar, our hearts approach the heart of Christ and cry out, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.